Lesson 23, Conducting Meetings and Interviews. The purpose of this lesson is to help us conduct effective meetings and interviews. Introduction. As members of the church, we attend many meetings, and every meeting should be organized and planned in advance. What meetings do we attend in the church? Do the meetings just happen? How do you feel proper planning, organizing, and prayer contribute to the success of meetings? The purpose of meetings. Nephi tells us that after Christ visited America, the Nephites did walk after the commandments which they had received from their Lord and their God, continuing in fasting and prayer, and in meeting together oft, both to pray and to hear the word of the Lord. 4 Nephi 1, verse 12. Why do we have meetings? Meetings are held for many reasons. Some teach gospel principles, others provide opportunity for ordinances to be performed, inspire us to do better, or help us solve particular problems. The following list contains other reasons for meetings. Place the prepared chart before the class or write the following on the chalkboard. Reasons for meetings. 1. To help us keep the commandments of God. 2. To build testimonies. 3. To teach the doctrines and principles of the gospel. 4. To bring us the counsel of the prophets. 5. To build the kingdom of God on earth. 6. To sustain our leaders. 7. To teach and share the gospel with others. 8. To partake of the sacrament. 9. To deliver information and correlate the work of the church. 10. To solve problems. 11. To inspire and motivate. 12. To administer ordinances of the gospel, such as baptism. Since meetings are held for many reasons and purposes, we should know how to properly conduct all types of meetings. To do so, we must understand what makes meetings effective. Conducting effective meetings. To be effective, meetings must have a definite purpose, and those conducting meetings must plan to accomplish that purpose. Leaders should conduct meetings with order and dignity, assure participation from those attending, and provide for evaluation and follow-through. Planning. A meeting is considered effective when the purpose for which it was held has been achieved. This means that the meeting must be planned in advance. An important aid in planning is an agenda. An agenda is a list of things to be done in the meeting and of those who are to participate. It defines the objective and organizes the business of the meeting. To make an agenda, we must think through what we want to accomplish. It reminds us of those things we must do for the meeting. When the content of the meeting is organized this way, it can be presented clearly and effectively. Agenda items should be listed in order of importance so that the most important items are considered first. What could we include in an agenda? Use family home evening as an example. List the suggestions on the chalkboard. An example of an agenda for family home evening is at the end of this lesson. Order and dignity. When we conduct meetings, we should set a proper example by being clean, well-groomed, and appropriately dressed. We should also avoid unnecessary talk and maintain dignity. Some meetings may require a short preparation meeting. This meeting is held just prior to the scheduled meeting. In it, the agenda is reviewed with those who will be participating, and a prayer is offered asking for the guidance of the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord tells us, "It always has been given to the elders of my church from the beginning, and ever shall be, to conduct all meetings as they are directed and guided by the Holy Spirit." Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 2. The Holy Ghost will establish a spiritual feeling and help us accomplish the purpose of the meeting. Moroni wrote, "Their meetings were conducted by the church after the manner of the workings of the Spirit and by the power of the Holy Ghost, for as the power of the Holy Ghost led them whether to preach or to exhort or to pray or to supplicate or to sing, even so it was done." Moroni chapter 6, verse 9. Participation. An effective meeting depends upon willing, prepared participants. As members of the church, we should be individually prepared when we attend a meeting. We should ask the Lord to help us be receptive to the instructions, training, and business of the meeting. We should go with the desire to participate and learn. We should be prepared to receive the assignments given. We should prepare ourselves to participate under the influence of the Holy Ghost. an almost totally deaf sister was once asked how she managed to come to sacrament meeting each Sunday, appear to be genuinely interested in what was being said, and keep clearly awake when many in her ward consistently nodded or were distracted. Her answer was instructive. "I look forward to being in the physical presence of those whom I love and who love the gospel. I can share in their spirit without hearing a word, and if I am really in tune, the Lord whispers to me." Robert K. Thomas, Listening with the Spirit, Ensign, January 1978, page 40. Evaluation and follow-through. When we establish the purpose for the meeting, we should plan to evaluate its success afterwards. Our evaluation could include questions such as these. Was the purpose of the meeting accomplished? Could we have made better preparations? Did we cover all the items on the agenda? If not, what was the reason? Were the participants comfortable? Was there a good spirit in the meeting? If not, how could we have improved it? Did the participants understand their assignments? Conducting effective interviews. Show either Visual 23-A, Priesthood Interviews Encourage Good Relationships, or 23-B, Effective Interviews Promote the Lord's Work. One meeting that requires special preparation is the interview. An interview can accomplish many purposes. It can be used to, 1, gather information, 2, deliver information, 3, counsel and motivate others, 4, call people to positions, 5, receive reports of stewardships, 6, teach principles and doctrine, or 7, determine worthiness. Pages 204 and 205 contain visual display 23-A and 23-B. Because leaders interview others for many reasons, we should know some basic interviewing skills. Show a genuine interest in the individual. Let him know we are available for help. Help him feel comfortable and at ease by being friendly. Schedule our interviews for specific times. Keep personal information confidential. Hold the interview in a place that allows privacy. Be a good listener. This means listening to the person's problems and then helping him arrive at decisions for which he feels responsible. He must first commit himself, then he can change in the right direction. It is important that those we interview realize that they are spirit children of God and that we love them, and let them know that we love them and are interested in their welfare and in helping them succeed in life. Remember, the interview is based on consideration, on sympathy and love. This is so important. Let the people know we love them and are only trying to help them. N. Eldon Tanner, The Blessing of Church Interviews, Ensign, November 1978, pages 41 and 42. For additional information on effective interviewing, see the lesson supplement. If time permits, demonstrate an interview that includes some of the rules outlined. After the demonstration, have the class identify and discuss what was done correctly. Conclusion. The purpose of the church is to save souls, and meetings are a way to help us do this. Meaningful and profitable meetings, however, do not just happen. They must be well planned, conducted, and evaluated with specific purposes in mind. The Lord says, "I give unto you a commandment, that when ye are assembled together, ye shall instruct and edify each other, that ye may know how to act and direct my church, how to act upon the points of my law and commandments which I have given. And thus ye shall become instructed in the law of my church, and be sanctified by that which ye have received, and ye shall bind yourselves to act in all holiness before me, that inasmuch as ye do this, glory shall be added to the kingdom which ye have received." Doctrine and Covenants, section 43, verses 8 through 10. The better we plan, organize, and conduct meetings and interviews, the more others will be inspired to live God's laws and commandments. Challenge. Fathers, organize and plan an agenda for the next family home evening. Try to conduct this meeting more effectively in teaching your family the gospel. Priesthood leaders, follow the suggestions in this lesson when given responsibility for conducting meetings. Additional scriptures. Moroni chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. Nephites met together often. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 45, meetings as directed by the Holy Ghost. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 28, he that asks in spirit receives in spirit. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 9, go to the house of prayer. Supplement. Sample agenda for family home evening. 1. Opening song. Name a family member to be chorister. 2. Opening prayer. Name a family member to give prayer. 3. Family business conducted by father. 4. Musical number by family member. 5. Lesson presented by family member from Gospel Principles Manual. 6. Discussion and planning for coming week. 7. Closing song. 8. Closing prayer. 9. Fun activity conducted by family member. 10. Refreshments. Name of family member assigned. Effective interviewing. 1. Have purpose and objective clearly in mind. A. To obtain information. B. To teach and give information. C. To establish a close relationship. D. To determine worthiness for various church programs such as Temple Recommend, Call to Serve, Priesthood Advancement, Mission. E. To give counsel regarding life's problems. 2. Obtain the best physical facilities available. These facilities should be, page 208, A. Quiet. B. Private, allowing no interruptions. C. Comfortable. Check temperature, furniture, lights. 3. Arrange appointments and provide sufficient time. 4. Follow correct principles in interviewing. A. Put the person at ease. B. Explain the purpose and objective of the interview. C. Establish closeness in a proper climate before moving into emotional or intimate areas. D. Let the person talk. Do not be afraid of silence while he is thinking. Listen to what he is saying and its implications. E. Observe his physical reactions, tense, nervous, angry. These can show how he feels. F. Inspire confidence by your attitude. 1. Be humble and spiritual. You do need the Lord's help. 2. Remain calm and self-assured. 3. Use soft, low tones and a controlled voice. 4. Don't be shocked by what you hear or critical of the person. 5. Accept him as an individual and communicate this to him, even though you may not accept his actions. 6. Don't word questions in a way that pressures him to give the answer you want. 7. Don't finish sentences or thoughts for him. You may guess wrong. 8. Don't talk down to him or assume a self-righteous attitude. 9. Don't be afraid of the person's feelings and reactions. 5. Keep the interview on the subject. Provide additional time later for other matters. 6. When the objective is reached, end the interview, but not abruptly. A. Pick up the papers on your desk, or B. Rise, or C. Make a movement as if to rise. D. Thank him for coming in. E. Make an appointment for further discussion if necessary. 7. If appropriate, assure the person of the confidential nature of the information you have discussed. 8. Consult your priesthood leader when you can do no more for the person. He may be able to provide additional help. See Counseling and Interviewing Guide for Bishops, Salt Lake City, the Presiding Bishopric, pages 12 through 14. Teacher Preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Prepare a chart listing reasons for holding meetings, or prepare to write the list on the chalkboard. 2. If time permits, plan to demonstrate an interview that illustrates the guidelines outlined in the lesson. Use class members for the demonstration. 3. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in this lesson. End of Lesson 23, Conducting Meetings and Interviews.